News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include BritBox, working to help people discover British dramas and mysteries, including The Responder, starring Martin Freeman, and entire series like Sherlock and Vera. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
78 degrees in Topeka, 74 in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan. It is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Sarah Smarsh, reading from her new book of essays, Bone of the Bone, on September 12th at 7 at Liberty Hall. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Thanks so much for tuning in to All Things Considered today. Thanks for including us in your Labor Day plans. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, get reaction to the latest round of elections in Germany. A boost was delivered to the country's far-right party. We will also hear from our shortwave podcast team, talking about the Big Bang. Physicists think of that event as an era in time, maybe lasting hundreds of thousands of years. Regina Barber will talk about it coming up.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Back down to the mid-50s tomorrow night, back in the mid-80s for Wednesday. Thursday, highs in the mid-80s once again. The big change, a chance of rain Thursday and Thursday night. Looks to be very nice all the way through Sunday with temperatures Friday through Sunday topping out in the upper 70s. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with your local host, Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia, 79 in Abilene. It is 6:30.
After today's observance of the Labor Day holiday, new U.S. employment numbers expected later this week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Low-income Kansas families still have time to apply for a summer food program that offers $120 in grocery assistance. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas is one of 37 states that launched the permanent summer food program this year. It's available to all Kansas school children who qualify for free or reduced-price school meals. Families have until September 11th to apply through the State Department for Children and Families website. Haley Kotler with Kansas Appleseed says grocery assistance is crucial. The nonprofit group works to fight poverty across the state.
With inflation, everything that families are experiencing, we know that they're cash strapped. And so if we can get more in the food budget for families, families are a lot better off.
More than 250,000 Kansas children could qualify for the program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Some of the corn that grows in western Kansas will be used to fuel airplanes in the coming years. Ethanol made from corn stalks in southwest Kansas will be converted into fuel by a Georgia-based company called LanzaTech. Southwest Airlines and the U.S. Department of Energy are partnering with Conestoga, an ethanol plant in Liberal, to perform that work. Conestoga CEO Tom Willis says this will be transformational for both the airline industry and the ag industry.
Remember that. Eastern Kansas is known for building aircraft. Western Kansas is going to be known for fueling aircraft.
Ethanol-based jet fuel can reduce up to 83% of carbon emissions. The facility in Liberal will start small, producing a fraction of the fuel used by jets annually, but the budding renewable energy industry is likely to grow in rural Kansas. Mostly cloudy skies are in the forecast for tonight for northeast and east central Kansas. Lows tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, much like today, a tad warmer, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. For tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low back in the mid-50s. Highs in the mid-80s again on Wednesday. Mid-80s again for Thursday and Thursday night with a slight chance of rain. Friday through Sunday look to be beautiful. Clear skies, highs in the upper 70s and lows in the lower 50s. It's 6:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
You can do that tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is what you will hear. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Still a little more All Things Considered yet to come. It will be followed on your KPR One stations by NPR News, Stardate, and 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Some American music on tap for you tonight. Then we'll have jazz. If you're listening on KPR Two up next, it's This American Life, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Lows in the mid-50s again tomorrow night. Back into the mid-80s with sunshine for Wednesday. 74 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Atchison, 84 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 7.
A COM or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
You're listening to NPR from Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum presenting Pop-Up Science National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, featuring American music and a trip to the rodeo. Evening Classical, coming up next, right here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Sarah Smarsh, reading from her new book of essays, Bone of the Bone, on September 12th at 7 at Liberty Hall. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Back down to the mid-50s tomorrow night. Back into the mid-80s for Wednesday. Sunshine expected on Wednesday as well. Weekend is shaping up to be beautiful with highs in the upper 70s. It's 7:01. This is KPR. News is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Vice President Harris is opposing the sale of U.S. Steel to a Japanese company. Her comments come as she tries to court union voters on this Labor Day, as NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
Harris made these remarks at a union hall in Pittsburgh as she campaigned alongside President Biden.
U.S. Steel should remain American-owned and American-operated. And I will always have the back of America's steelworkers.
Harris said it's vital for the nation to maintain strong American steel companies. It's an echo of President Biden's message. Earlier this year, he voiced his opposition to the sale of U.S. Steel, and it's a rare area of bipartisan consensus. The Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, has also said he'd block the deal if elected. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
And former President Trump had no scheduled campaign events today. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis protested in the streets today after six hostages were found dead in a tunnel in Gaza Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized to the families but reiterated his stance that the war won't end until Hamas is defeated. A strike earlier today closed schools and businesses. Meanwhile, thousands gathered in Jerusalem today for the funeral of one of those hostages, Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan. His parents became international advocates for him and other hostages in Gaza, as NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports.
The 23-year-old was one of six hostages recovered from Gaza this past weekend. An official autopsy showed that all of them had been shot just days before the Israeli military could get to them. Goldberg Poland's parents, including his mom Rachel, spoke at his funeral.
Finally, my sweet boy, finally, 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 you're free!
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in Israel in the past 24 hours, and a general strike was observed around the country. Many blame Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for stalling a ceasefire deal that they say could have gotten these and other hostages home alive. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Union organizing is surging in some places around the country. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
Over the past year, three out of four attempts to unionize in the private sector resulted in victories for the unions. That's according to researchers who included campaigns on college campuses, at cultural institutions, and at Starbucks, where the pace of unionizing has picked up again this year. Ruth Milkman, professor of sociology and labor studies, says a lot of this is being driven by college-educated millennials who are politically active and looking to shake up the status quo.
Those are the cadre of the new labor movement. Is this young generation.
Still, only 6% of private sector workers are union members. And as the labor market cools, workers may not feel as emboldened to speak out. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. For more than 75 years, AU has supported freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more at au.org/NPR. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 2nd. Comets are some of the most beautiful objects in the cosmos. Balls of ice and rock with tails that can stretch for millions of miles. But they're also some of the most fickle objects in the cosmos. They don't always meet expectations. And some fall apart, vaporized by the sun. All of that is a preamble to the story of Comet C-2023-A3, Tsuchin-Shan Atlas. Over the next few days, it might be visible through binoculars in the dawn sky, mainly from more southerly latitudes. And it could shine even brighter in the evening sky next month. Because we record our programs in advance, though, we can't tell you how closely it's matching the forecasts. The comet was discovered last year, and early predictions called for it eventually to shine as brightly as Venus, which is climbing into view as the evening star. It's no longer expected to get that bright, but it still could become bright enough to see with the eye alone. The comet will pass closest to the Sun late this month and closest to Earth next month, about 44 million miles away. Now, the comet is passing through the constellation Sextans. That makes it a better target for sky watchers in the southern hemisphere. It'll be easier to see from the northern hemisphere in the latter half of October, when it'll climb fairly high at nightfall. So keep your eyes open and your fingers crossed for a good showing from a comet. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Good evening and happy Labor Day, KPR friends. Hey there, I am your host, Destiny. So glad you are here with me. I hope you are enjoying the holiday. It's the first Monday of the month, which means I get to play my favorite music of all time. Leroy Anderson's Syncopated Clock is what we just heard with Maurice Abravanel and the Utah Symphony Orchestra. So fun. Hopefully it gets you in a good mood this Labor Day. I was thinking, you know, I wonder if people really understand what Labor Day is about. So you get an educational program today. Yes, you do. Labor Day is essentially about celebrating American workers. So I thought, why not program some American music? For instance, rodeo. Have you been to a rodeo lately? Well, you'll get to go to one at around 7:35. That was your big hint. For now, I found something really nifty by John Williams. It's called American Journey, and I think that's perfect for today's Labor Day. So let's enjoy it together right now on KPR. It's with John Williams conducting, it is indeed, and the Recording Arts Orchestra of LA, right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Journey by John Williams here on KPR, John Williams conducting the Recording Arts Orchestra of LA. I hope you found that to be a very nice journey. We are going to take another journey a little bit later at the end of the hour. I have a special march to end our day. It's very sweet, almost like buzzing as a bee, a bumblebee. Another hint. That'll be at around 7:55. What are we going to listen to next? Well, speaking of journeys, what do you normally need to do for a big journey? You need to have a big breakfast, right? Yes, you do. And the best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. And the best way for KPR, here we go, to start our fall membership drive. Fall, can you believe it? Is with our Power Breakfast. It's this Friday from 7 to 8:30 a.m. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's just no better way to make it go farther here at KPR. So join us. Join us for that big nourishing breakfast. And then you will be ready for the rodeo that we're about to go do together by Aaron Copland. Yes, some people say rodeo. We have some excerpts from this for you. It's with Aaron Copland himself and the London Symphony Orchestra. I am big on finding conductor composers. So let's see what we think of it together right now on this Labor Day on KPR. We'll be right back. laboring for you on this Labor Day, your dear old host, Destiny, here at KPR. That was Copeland's Rodeo, or Rodeo, some excerpts from that, with Aaron Copland conducting the London Symphony Orchestra, featuring some very American music on this very American holiday, indeed. I hope you all have been enjoying it. Let's thank one of our awesome supporters here at KPR. It's the Topeka Symphony. They are presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway. That will be this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. And support also comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at bacharyasoloists.com. All right, I gave you a little hint, something about a sweet little bumblebee. Well, this is called The Honey Boys on Parade, and it's a march from the American Street Band is going to play it for us. I think you'll like it. I thought it'd be a fun little way to close out our hour together right now on KPR. Here on KPR, this Labor Day, celebrating with the Honey Boys on Parade, March by Cupero. That was the Great American Street Band. I am Destiny. Thanks so much for being here with me today. I hope you have not labored too hard. Music is a labor of love for me, and, well, there's more music coming up on Kansas Public Radio, so keep it right here. I'll be back tomorrow with some more tunes for you. See you soon on KPR.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event Saturday evening at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org. And the Mixmaster Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music Program, 105 Live, with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at The Bottleneck, Friday. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
From the film score for The Mission by Ennio Morricone. That was Gabriel Szobo. And welcome to the last night of the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka with guest conductor Anthony Walker. Here are the string players of the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra with a serenade by Sir Edward Elgar, written as a present to his wife Alice in honor of their third wedding anniversary. with a full house and a very enthusiastic crowd here in Washburn's White Concert Hall, appreciating the music of Sir Edward Elgar, the Serenade for Strings from 1892, with Anthony Walker leading the string sections of the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra. And now, with a 9-foot concert grand being wheeled on stage, pianist David Allen Ware is taking his place as soloist in the Emperor Concerto, Beethoven's 5th piano concerto, probably nicknamed the Emperor due to it being the greatest and most powerfully stirring of Beethoven's 5 piano concertos. In Beethoven's so-called power key of E flat, here's his piano concerto number 5 in 3 movements with pianist David Allen Ware, plus our Music Festival Chamber Orchestra, led by Anthony Walker.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Sunflower Chamber Orchestra of the 2023 Sunflower Music Festival, led by guest conductor Anthony Walker. It's a packed house here in Topeka at White Concert Hall, and most everyone is on their feet, thanking soloist David Allen Ware and the orchestra for this thrilling music. That was Ludwig van Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat from 1809. Check sunflowermusicfestival.org to learn more about this great festival. Every June, it's 10 nights of free concerts here at Washburn by professional musicians who come in from all over the country and from around the world, for that matter. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live. Our sound engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded the concert, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording, that was pianist Ulysses Magana playing William Bergsma's How an Eagle Feels. This has been Classics Live from KPR. And support for Classics Live on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. And from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz touted his pro-union record today while speaking to a labor festival in Milwaukee. Chuck Hornbuck of member station WUWM has more.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz told the Labor Fest event in Milwaukee that it was his privilege to sign a package of pro-worker legislation in his state last year that made it easier to join a union and strengthened workplace protections. Walz says Republicans have told him that he's in the pocket of organized labor.
I said that's a damn lie. I am the pocket.
Wall says if he and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris are elected in November, they'll support legislation called the PRO Act to help union organizing nationally. The Wisconsin Republican Party says Walls and Harris have nothing to offer workers but another term of higher costs. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump had no official campaign events scheduled on this Labor Day. NPR's Mara Liasson says he's been sending different messages on the issue of abortion at recent campaign events.
Trump and the Republicans have been on the losing side of the abortion issue. Republicans oppose abortion rights, but two-thirds of voters say abortion should be legal before viability. Lately, Trump has been trying out a series of new positions. He boasts about creating the Supreme Court majority that overturned Roe v. Wade, but he also suggested he would vote for an abortion rights referendum in Florida, only to reverse himself days later. His running mate, J.D. Vance, who supports a national ban on abortion, says Trump would veto such a ban if he were president. So it's not clear where Trump stands other than that he understands reproductive rights as an issue that hurts him politically, especially with women voters. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
An Iranian writer and activist has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for his response to a post on X by Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
Hossein Shahbazadeh has long been critical of Iran's leadership and active on social media supporting political prisoners and the removal of mandatory headscarves for women. Shahbazadeh was arrested in early June shortly after responding to a tweet by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. His single-dot response received significantly more likes than the original post by the Iranian leader. Shahbazadeh was convicted of pro-Israel propaganda, insulting Islamic sanctities and leaders, and spreading falsehoods on social media. He's one of many activists caught up in the hardline government's crackdown on dissent. In late April, an Iranian rapper was handed the death sentence for his anti-government videos. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading in mixed territory. The Nikkei in Japan up 0.3%. The Hang Seng down 0.5%. This is NPR.
Stardate August 31st. One popular sci-fi trope is invasion by alien bugs, microscopic organisms from other worlds that could harm life on Earth. But scientists also are concerned about things working the other way around, Earth bugs contaminating other planets. So landers are sterilized to prevent them from carrying any hitchhikers. And when the life of an orbiter ends, it's targeted to crash into a place where it won't cause any harm. One world where that's not a concern is Mercury. The sun's closest planet has no air, only a few atoms captured from the solar wind or knocked off the surface of Mercury by the solar wind. And even that is a hard vacuum by Earth standards. Mercury is zapped by solar energy. That heats the day side to as high as 800 degrees Fahrenheit, and ultraviolet energy would destroy any Earth-like microbes. So when the only Mercury orbiter to date wrapped up its mission in 2015, it was allowed to crash into the planet. The next Mercury mission is scheduled to fly past the planet next week and enter orbit late next year. It may crash into Mercury when its mission is through as well, gouging a new crater but leaving the planet uncontaminated. Mercury is just creeping into the dawn sky. It looks like a fairly bright star, but it's so low that you need a clear horizon to spot it. It'll be a bit easier to see tomorrow because it'll perch close to the right of the fingernail crescent moon. You can find more about exoplanets in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Witchcraft by Patricia Barber. It's from an album that she did live in France on the Blue Note label. Neil Alger playing guitar. And before that, starting off the hour, Cal Jader and his quartet, one called A Light Groove from the album Cal Jader Quartet, which is on Fantasy. I'm Tony Mowat. Once again, thank you so much. Always good to know you're there. Let's continue musically with John Hicks doing a Billy Strayhorn composition. It's called UMMG. Upper Manhattan Medical Group is what it stands for. And it's from the album Something to Live For, which is on the High Note label. Here's John Hicks. UMMG.